This call is being recorded.
Hey guys, looks like there's a couple people in.
Hey Tom, it's 67.
Hi buddy, how you doing?
68.
Hi buddy, how you doing?
Doing well, thank you very much.
The standard robotic response.
Yeah. Hey, before guys get on, I got to tell you a funny story. We were down at Supreme Chapter, and I found a term that I think most aptly describes what I do with the board. We were talking about Jim Kutcher has a guy down in D.C. that does a lot of stuff for the fraternity because Jim is kind of like me. And he said that the term that is used is David is voluntold what to do. I just thought that was absolutely hysterical.
We use it at Chevron quite a bit, voluntold.
Is that right?
Yep.
Well, my whole world is that, whether I'm volunteering or whether I'm working, I'm just somebody's tell what to do person.
Well, that I thought was funny. Are you guys on Uber conference by chance, or are you just calling in?
I'm calling in. I'm on Uber conference also, but couldn't get the audio to work correctly.
Yeah, I don't use the video. I mean the audio. I just call in.
I use the audio. I don't tend to have any trouble with it.
Are you using the audio now?
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
But I got a Mac, so you know.
Very clearly.
I'll have to try that sometime because I'm using my headset. I just always dialed in on the phone.
You can probably link your headset to your computer too if it's Bluetooth.
Hey, I'm going to step away from the phone for a second. I'll be right back.
Let's talk about him while he's gone.
Well, this is being recorded, so.
Yeah, he can listen to it later. Bobby, how come it's always the two old folks who are on the calls and at the events? I guess we're the only ones that have nothing else to do.
You're the two dedicated who brought this chapter to life. You want to see it through.
Hey, Jason, did you get my text?
Yeah, should be there on the bottom.
Okay.
Everybody see the agenda there?
Yeah, I've got it pulled up, actually. I'll take it that's Jason's side.
What's that?
I said I will think that that is Jason's side with the baby crying.
Yep, that's me.
I talked to Patrick, so I know he's dialing in, and I didn't hear, the only one I did hear back from that couldn't make it was Jordan.
There's Brother George.
Excellent.
Jim Kutcher used to be area governor out of New Jersey. He and Steve DePalma and the Mafia crew.
Yep.
From Beta Alpha chapter. When I visited that chapter as a leadership consultant, they told me to meet them in the parking lot, the Kutcher and DePalma.
Yeah.
And the two of them with an armed policeman escorted me into the building where the chapter meeting was going to be.
Oh.
And this is back in like 70s and 80s. Imagine what it's like now, man. They're like, well, we're kind of, NJIT is a little rough side of town here, so we just wanted to make sure that nothing happened to you. I'm like, you guys, I really appreciate that. I really do.
Actually, they said that the place where they built their new house is in a refurbished area, like kind of a reclaimed area of Newark that's actually really nice.
Good.
So, yeah. They don't need armed guards anymore.
Wow. Well, this was, I mean, there were so many things going on back in that up there.
That's kind of area you gook. Did you grow up in that kind of area, Tom?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Rough Scrabble. You know, think, you know, West Side Story.
That's what I was thinking. Leather Jacket.
Yeah. Rough and Rumble. I was so
just
far removed from that.
Through the alleys.
No, I was out in the burbs, man. I was total, you know, preppy. We were far removed from Newark, although it wasn't that far.
Well, you know, similar to West Virginia, the difference between northern and southern New Jersey is like night and day.
Oh, yeah.
I was just working at fantasy in my head, Tom.
What?
I figured you were a greaser growing up. You know, the leather jacket, slick back hair.
Yeah, that's right. The gold chains and guinea tee that I'd wear. That I got changed when I moved down to West Virginia, and I actually had to put on a long sleeve shirt.
I thought.
Well, Bob, if you remember that picture that Jason so nicely posted on the Facebook page that had you and me right in the middle of it in those three-piece dapper-looking suits with hair rings in, do you recall that?
Yeah, absolutely.
I thought you took that picture, Pat.
I did take that picture, and then we had Photoshop back in 1930.
Oh,
and I was able to put myself directly into it with some darkroom antics. And, you know, Bob and I have been there ever since 1930, so kind of like a new TV series.
Hold on, I'm trying to see if Loff is going to join us, and then we'll get started. He's solving all of Brazil's problems right now, I'm sure. Okay. Just give it one more minute. Okay. Why don't we get started? Okay, I'm going to call this regular meeting of the Alpha Rho Alumni Chapter Board of Directors meeting to order. If you're not already in Uber Conference and can get in, great, because we're going to share a couple things on Uber Conference. If not, that's fine. Brother Secretary John George, would you mind reading roll? Calling roll.
Well, good evening, guys. Patrick Farley, member at large.
Here.
Gordon Feathers, VP, Chief Risk Officer.
He will not be joining us tonight.
Okay. Dr. Craig Winkleman, VP, Fundraising. Jason Hyatt, VP, Chief Information Officer.
Here.
Patrick Folio, Treasurer, Chief Financial Officer.
Here.
Chris Denson, VP, Chief Operating Officer.
Here.
Matt Loft, Executive VP, is currently out. Tom Begley, President and Chief Executive Officer.
Present.
Is there anyone else with us tonight?
Bob Locker. Bob Locker's here.
Bob, welcome. Thank you.
Great. Hey, just going forward with the roll call, if you could add the regional leaders to the reading of the roll, I'd appreciate it.
Will do. Thanks.
Thank you.
we have the minutes from the last meeting, unless somebody motions to dispense of the reading.
So moved.
It's moved by 67. Is there a second? Can someone second, please?
I'll second AP 68.
68 seconds. Any opposition? Hearing none, we'll move on. Okay, let's dive in, starting with Tuan on the call, but Bob, just give us, we had two wonderful visits, and I'd like to hear from Bob on the Pittsburgh visit, and then we'll get Jason to give us what happened in Charleston.
And we went back and forth quite a bit, trying to talk to the North leader, and we were hoping we could get to see them ride in, but as it turns out we met them. They were already at the their place they planned to go, at the Woodlands, just north of Pittsburgh. And I think overall, and Pat, you can interrupt me if you need to, but we got to see them not ride on their bikes, but they're all interacting with the children at the facility, the special needs children. So I think we spent a good 45 minutes there. So, and seeing those young men, 18, 22 years old, it was great. I mean, I think it was awe-inspiring just to see those young men interact, knowing that they're carrying on the torch of what all of us did years and decades ago. And we definitely laid a good foundation. It was nice to see that Pat was there, I was there, Jay Morano was there, and also that Bobby D was there. So I think for a group of alums in the area, we had a pretty good representation. And I think we also laid down the foundation for how to coordinate it logistically for next year's visit. Knowing they were there, I think they come in on a Sunday, they're there for Friday, Monday, and they'll leave out of Pittsburgh on Tuesday. So all in all, I think it was a successful visit with them.
Oh, great. 67, you want to add anything?
No, I mean, we now know exactly when they're going to be coming through Pittsburgh year after year after year. It's the 28th year they've done it on that exact same weekend. So I think we can start making some plans for next year. My company is super excited about continuing on an annual basis to continue to support that particular ability experience partnership. So I think that it went well. It was great talking with Andrew Bublik. There's also a couple of the guys, when they come off the road for the North team, that are going to be moving here to the Pittsburgh area. One of the kids is only going to be like four or five blocks from where I live, where he's going to be moving to. So it might be good to keep them engaged in our regional type of information and regional meetings, so that we at least have some more bodies involved along with our own alums.
Yeah, that's great. And we will dovetail that into some conversations about regional governors in the next section about it. So I really appreciate you guys doing that. And Patrick, your company's contribution to that was, I know it was well received. So thank you for engaging them with that. And I can't wait till we can do more for them. Jason, why don't you just give us a little bit of an update on the friendship visit in Charleston?
Yeah, I mean, it was awesome to go to. I think when I was in college, I saw him come into D.C., but that's it's more of a big event, I guess. You know, it is one-on-one. So it was really neat to talk to the guys. I tell you, everybody I talked to was outgoing. They all welcomed me. They come up, you know, you could tell they were excited to see alumni involved, you know, extending to them that, hey, you know, brotherhood is lifelong. Kind of, you know, to Bob's point, it's going to be about the same time next year. They've been going to this children's clinic for 11 years, I think, and they have every intention of coming back next year. So Tuan went with me. We'll work with them. Tuan actually knows the lady there, and the lady that runs the clinic, her husband is a member alumni at Marshall Podcast.
Oh, cool.
He's also, and I meant to tell you this, Tom, he's a member of their ritual team, and he offered to help us when we recharter if we need any help with that.
Great. But that's fantastic.
Let him know with Nationals, but he was pretty excited to see us get more involved. And yeah, like I said, Tuan knows of him. You know, he saw the lady. He's like, wait a minute, you know, small town, I guess. They realized they knew each other from a few years ago. But it was great just talking to everybody.
Well, that's fantastic. And so, again, I think part of what we can do, and I spoke with, you know, Spencer, who is the overall team lead for the entire Journey of Hope. His conversation with myself was more along the lines of what you guys are saying is we'll have a lot better planning next year. And I think, you know, our intentions were really good. I'm proud of what we, you know, we're able to do in these two places. I think we'll have a lot more time to plan next year and coordinate with them and really make it meaningful. Hopefully get a bunch more guys to come out. And the whole reason behind that and why I think it's so important is just what Bob had said, is you really do, if we can get guys to come out, it truly is awe-inspiring. It's amazing to see. And you know, the Ability Experience does have that, and particularly the Journey of Hope, it has the ability to draw guys back in and give them, oh yeah, this is why fraternity is important. So it's a cool thing. So I want to make sure that we continue to support that and build on what we've done this year. So that's fantastic. So thanks, guys. I appreciate that. I did want to also discuss a little bit about what Jason and I learned in regards to the regional governor structure, just so everybody's on the same page and we can all kind of understand how this is going to fold into what we've started already. In fact, they were we got a lot of great feedback on the fact that we do have these regional leaders in place and are trying to reach out in that respect. So the regional governor position, for those of you that don't know, used to be in the hierarchy of accountability from the National Council would actually meet at Supreme Chapter and then delegate their authority to the regional governors. The regional governors then would be over the chapter advisors, and then the chapter advisors obviously over the chapters. So they had actual student and national power as it related to student chapter governance. They changed that, which Jason and I found to be news when we were at Supreme Chapter, a couple of years ago, to where the role of a regional governor is simply now a way for alumni to engage, regardless of their chapter. So, you know, there are a bunch of regional governors across the country, and their jobs are to facilitate events in their geographic locations to get a bunch of people to come together, a bunch of brothers to come together and do things. So we met the two regional governors that are in place for D.C., Baltimore, and Northern Virginia, David Corey, really, really great guy. I got to talk and have a few drinks with him. And then Brian Kern for the New York City area. And when we were discussing with them what our structure was, they were like, absolutely, we can help you guys facilitate your events and do what we need to do, and they can, you know, we can take advantage of, you know, some of the already things, the infrastructure that's already in place for them to get the guys to roll in. So we've made introductions with David and Eric Baldwin. They've corresponded. And they're going to start getting things rolling. And then I need to make that introduction. And I don't, Jason, unless you did already, Brian and Lafa, I don't know if they've actually, did you make that connection already with them?
No.
Okay. I forgot to send that email out. So I'll do that this week, but it was really cool. And it's going to help us do what we need to do and what we've already started with the regional leaders. There is a opening in Pittsburgh. There is none planned for Charleston. So we've got some some work to do for the Pittsburgh area. There's a ton. I was shocked at how many Pittsburgh alumni there are. PICAP.
Hey, Colin, yeah. If I could just correct you on that, the regional governor position is open in Philadelphia.
It's Philly,
what
but
is open in Pittsburgh is a city event coordinator.
Got it. Thank you. You're right, and I thank you for the. The correction, technically, that's accurate. So, Pittsburgh needs a city event person, but I'm not going to get into the structure and how that will work. Different, but there's a need for somebody in Pittsburgh. We'll talk about that. I want to move on to the third point for regional governors, and this will get into minutes, and then I'll be emailing them. I wanted to making sure that the regional governors are working towards getting homecoming talked up in their regions. So Bob, this is directed at you, and we'll also get Tuan and Baldwin on this as well. I really need the chatter to pick up on Facebook, Twitter, word of mouth, calling people. I'd love to see if we could get some groups of people to road trip down for the homecoming weekend from the greater DC area, greater New York area, and down from Pittsburgh. But we got to start driving the attendance, and we have to start driving people in the regions. I need you to be able to drive them to the event RSVP on the website. So let's just get that going, and really, we'll talk a little bit more about our plans for homecoming later in the call, but I need you guys active as hell over the course of the next month to get our event really pumped up, okay? All right, let's move into officer reports and start with Brother Farley, member at large. Can you give us a little bit of a update on where we stand on history?
I can. I have been on a monthly basis sending out an email to the folks who were archons of our chapter from the 1970s until current. And as Tom and I have discussed, we don't seem to get a lot of feedback via that particular methodology. So I'm giving some thought on how many more people we might need to bring into that, some people who are maybe more engaged than some of the current archons are. What Jason has brought up on screen for you is some of the information we're pulling together for the History Project. In the Google Sheets for the AP History Project, we have a number of tabs. I currently am going through all Star and Lamp publications from 1930 to 1938, not only to bring out information about what we did during that time, but also to try to capture as much information of who the executive councils were during that time, as well as any events we had, any awards we might have gotten on campus or nationally. And as you can see, the tabs across the bottom, Jason, if you can move over to the AP Events tab. And hopefully these sheets, and Jason, you can correct me, are editable maybe by some other people who might have some information.
Yeah.
If not, I was going to say, if not, send that information to me and I will be happy to enter it into these sheets. But as you can see in events, it starts in 1930 and it just rolls on through, and as many events as we can get to put in there, we will do that. There's another tab at the bottom called Chapter Addresses, and that is where we're really capturing where PICAP Alpha Rho Chapter lived during certain years. And we will have a couple of more entries in the 1930s. We're pretty solid on 1980 to the present. We actually had a picture that we shared with Jason from the 206 Grant Avenue time that was back in the Monticola yearbook in 1984 83, around that area, that he'll be sharing on a Throwback Thursday. The awards tab of the History Project, again, is a compilation of everything that we've received from 1930 until current. Jason, that's down at the bottom if you want to click on that one. And some people are finding some things and sending them in. I just recently got some great information from Jason of when he was in charge of the chapter. And during that time, he kept some information as far as going around looking at one awards, keeping a list of what they were, and now I'm going to start to roll those into this spreadsheet as well. Then there's the Archons list. That is everybody that I know of. I know that there's some needed information there at the end, starting in 2004. So if folks know any of that information, that'd be great to get in there. The Star and Lamps may tell me some of that as I continue to research those. And then the last tab is the Alpha Rose publications that we're trying our best to get physically our hands on so that we can scan them in to have on the website. And as I find out when they were produced, I'm entering them in to this part of the Google Sheets. Alongside this Google Sheets project is the actual written narrative of the Alpha Rose history. And that's something, that's the piece that I'm sending out to people to say, do you remember anything? Can you bring that back for us? Can you give me any information for that? And so if you know of anything and can share with me, I would appreciate it. The next update information will go out at the end of August. And it's going to take a while. I know Tom was getting, or would like to have seen some more complete information by the time we had our April board meeting. And then the next chance was maybe to take something to San Antonio. But as he is starting to understand how this is unfolding as well, it's going to take a while to really get great solid information and to make this document, especially the written history, exactly as it should be instead of rushing through it. So I think we'll have something in place when we bring our undergraduate chapter back, but it's going to take me who knows how much longer to really get the meat of it complete.
Yeah, and you know, I think as I wrote to everyone in that in the state of the chapter is that what an undertaking, and I don't think I really understood the scope of it. I thought that this was something we could really throw together and all collectively place our thoughts down there. What we're finding, and I think this is of great credit to you, Patrick, is doing it with care and taking the extra time to make sure that it's done right. It's uncovering and unlocking some things that are just fabulous. They're unbelievable. And I think when we're done, we're going to have a document that is incredibly powerful and that people will really enjoy going back in there and seeing about it, about our past. So I'm okay with not rushing through it. I mean, clearly I'm someone who would love to have it right now and be done, but I think the way that we're undertaking this is probably the smarter way to do it to make sure it's done very well. So I appreciate it. Anything else? Any questions?
No, that's it. No.
Any questions for AP 67?
And you know one thing, Tom, and you, I think I copied you on the email that I sent to Craig.
Yeah.
Supposedly, over the past 3 or 4 months, Craig Winkleman has a box load of things that I'm like drooling to get my hands on from back in that time. And I just can't seem to engage him to take the box to the FedEx place and send it to me. So if anybody can help encourage Craig to get that box of information that he's already collected up to me, I'm hankering to get on that.
Yeah. I'm sorry, JG has lost cell phone service. He's having thunderstorms. He's going to try to, oh, he's back with us. Good. Okay, John, you back in? John, are you back in? I see him. Maybe he's trying to call
back in yet.
Okay. All right, let's move on. We're going to skip over Jordan because he's not here, but I want to get that kind of hopefully to bed with Jordan on. We really do need to get the embroider and the clothing order thing fixed and make sure that it's more timely. We'll work with him to see where he stands on that. Our VP fundraising, Craig, by any chance have you joined us? Okay. I'm going to have a one-on-one with Craig because I am we need to start phase two, and I'm going to get into this a little bit in my report, but we have got to get things moving. We have not had a new contributor since April, and although I understand you know, the facts and engaging people, we've got a hell of an opportunity right now. Just, again, you know, springboarding off of the alumni chapter of the year, we really do have a golden opportunity to ask people to help us out. We're viable. This is not something that's something that's just going to be there. We've got a great plan. We've got a great story. And we really do have a compelling reason to ask. So I'm going to get into a little bit of that in my thing, but I really want to get Craig going. So next, and this one is going to be a ton. And, you know, before I get into and let him talk, I just want to commend Jason on a few things. One, his willingness to step up and, you know, where Matt couldn't go, to really step up and spend 4 days with me down in Austin for a Supreme Chapter. You know, again, it's leaving two young kids at home and a wife. That in and of itself I really appreciate. But, you know, his work on the social media and on the website is a large reason why we won that Alumni Chapter of the Year award. And he just continues to do it. And I have given him so much to work on, and it's just I have streams of consciousness, and I'll wake up in the middle of the night thinking about something that we might want to add on to the website or that's not quite right or something, and I hit him up with that at some ungodly hours, and he's always on it, and he always does it, and he does it without complaint. So I just want to take just 2 minutes to acknowledge Jason, his hard work. And I think if you guys have taken a look at the redesigned website, it is freaking awesome now. It's just beautiful. It is exactly what I was imagining when we were building this thing and started with it. So, Jason, thanks very much for all of what you've done and for us. You've really, really made us look great. So, with that, Jason, how about just giving us an update on everything?
With that intro, I don't know if I can live up to that, but thank you. Food was great in Texas, so I can't complain. Yeah. I've shared the website here if anybody hasn't had a chance to look at it. One of the things we got when we were down at in Austin at Supreme Chapter, we had some great breakout sessions about alumni engagement. And one of the things that I never even thought to ask was to use National and their graphic design to help us. Denise was like, oh yeah, let us know what you need. So I emailed Lauren, Denise, they got us back. As you can see, there's a new header image. We got some new images for social media. It's just all congruent, all looks the same, keeps the same consistent look. They had a couple small tweaks to make to the website, and they were minor, but it's amazing how much better everything looked when I made just those few minor tweaks. Just made it look cleaner, came together. And then as you can see, the website is completely redesigned. We're using what's called WordPress through GoDaddy, a little more per year, but I think it's well worth it. And the content we can put in, we can do posts now, we can keep live stories going. You know, it's well worth it trying to drive traffic to it. So if you guys haven't had a chance, check out the website. You think of anything, hey, it'd be nice if this is here, let me know.
DJ DeQuello, one of our alumni, he emailed me about a couple different things about the house. Hey, can you get a picture up of this? You know, he's given some good feedback on little things that I don't think about when I'm designing it, but we can probably work it in. So if there's something you're like, hey, it'd be cool if this is there, let me know. We are working on a lot of things to add. Some of it's just feasibility. Some of it is like with the history, getting that here. Some of it's just time. But if you think of something, let me know. I'll put it on the list. And, you know, the biggest trouble I'm running into right now is content. So if you got a story you want to post or anything, just let me know. I mean, we can get it on there. Just let me know what you want, and then we'll get it out. Other than that, I've only got a couple other things to go over.
Before you leave the website, just tab through the just in case guys haven't seen the news.
Right here. So I've been trying to post articles at least weekly. It's kind of like a blog, the way this runs, you see, and I've been went back and backdated some stuff. So October 2015 homecoming, Constitution. So if you guys think of anything that's happened in the last year, let me know. I can throw it in here. That way, if somebody's in there looking, they can see all the notes, they can read everything. You know, it doesn't necessarily have to be new. But that way, if somebody's coming, just keeping an eye on, they don't have Facebook or whatever it may be, and they just want to check on the website, they can go here, go right to news. And at some point, we'll probably move this news to be the homepage. Once we, you know, we get things rolling and, you know, this is more of an informative site. But right now we're trying to, you know, drive people for the alumni, things like that. The update info stuff's all still there. We have leadership, everything here for everybody. We're going to add the regional leaders to that shortly. Meeting minutes are all here. Constitution, bylaws, Tom's state of the chapters there. And then this links to all of our social media, Facebook, things like that. You can see who's contributed. So I moved basically everything over from the other site, and we added a lot more. More than anything, I just looked more professional. I think it looks a lot cleaner, a lot neater. I kind of stole the design off of PICAP NSU, who coincidentally was the alumni chapter of the year, I believe, last year or the year before. So borrowed a lot from others. I think, you know, we all do that. That was one good takeaway, too, we had at our breakout session. You know, all the alumni chapters, we all have the same goal. Let's get alumni involved. You know, I think a lot of us want to be more involved. You know, to the regional point, we're working now with regional governors, the people in New Jersey, New York, D.C. Let's get the Alpha Row involved there. Get them alumni involved with that, because it's not feasible for them to drive to West Virginia for events every other month. But I think the more involved they are, and I'm sure Tom will touch on that, with the fraternity, the more likely they are going to say, yeah, I want to get back in October for homecoming. I'm going to get there in the spring. So if we can renew them and get them the small things regionally, you know, we're kind of unique. I wanted to strangle some of them when they said, well, we've only have 5,000 alumni in the area and we're having trouble getting people involved. But, you know, a lot of their concentration stayed there, you know, and it maybe wasn't that many, but it was, you know, it's like, well, we got 150 alumni here in the Dallas area from school, but we can only get 5 people to show up. I'm like, well, we've got maybe 20 people in each region where we're at. So we have different difficulties, and, you know, we brainstorm some ways to kind of get that to work. A chance, check out the website. I'm pretty proud of it. I think we've got it to where I kind of wanted it to. It's a lot easier too with this new software for me to add content. I can quickly do it. I can do it from the phone. And if anybody wants to work on it, I can give you like editor access to go in and make posts if you just want to post a post, things like that. A lot of what I'm trying to do is get this ready to kind of turn it over to the undergrad chapter, but we'll own it. So, you know, when we start getting on campus, this will change from PICAP alumni chapter to PICAP Phi Alpha Rho. We'll let them put their articles out. We'll still maintain ownership so that we can censor content. Hopefully that won't be a problem because we'll have the right guys in there. We'll have brothers that want good content up, but we're going to make sure we got oversight everywhere. You know, and then we'll have our own alumni section here where we'll keep adding stuff. And then again, alumni can come see what's going on with undergrads. I'm sure once we get some undergrads in there, they'll be able to whip up a great website too and tweak this even better. Moving on to the social media. As you guys have seen, if you're following any of us on social media, I've been trying to do Throwback Thursdays every Thursday. One big thing we learned too from the social media from Nationals is it's the number of posts that matter. It's the number of times it shows up on your feed. Everybody may not look at everything, but they're going to look at some things. I don't know if anybody's aware, but the wonderful Throwback Thursday we had 2 weeks ago, and if anybody knows who it was swinging the bat from the 80s, Nationals actually picked that up and shared it the following Thursday.
Can you put that up real quick?
Yeah.
Is it Mike Wynn? Mike Wynn or Dennis Prezek?
That's not Dennis.
Mike Wynn.
And if anybody's not aware, Star and Lamp has gone to mostly digital. So you can go to starandlamp.com and read what's going on there, photos.
And that's where I'm doing all of my research from the 1930s and to the present.
You can pull them all up online. So right there, if anybody knows who any of these people are, tag them. Is this Jay here?
The guy with the Pi Kappa Phi shirt on looks like Dean Watt.
Yeah.
Okay.
Is that Randy in the back? Lapsevich?
The dark shirt on? Might be. But I picked up, went to the Star and Lamp. That's one good thing I think we got, as much attending Supreme Chapter, I think, for alumni, especially alumni chapters, as much networking as anything. PiCap is retweeting, liking our things, favoriting things. We got an in there and we talked to whoever runs the social media. So now they're kind of got us on their radar, like something like this. If I'd have shared this before, I don't know that it would have got picked up. Now they're picking it up. They're sharing it. So we're getting out there a lot more. But again, they have the same issue we have, content. They're like, send us something. We'll get it out there. So I think a big takeaway I had is, and I don't know why I didn't think it, but they want us involved. They want to hear from us. We're not bothering them. They want us to say, hey, Alumni Weekend's coming up in October. Can you guys put this on the website? And they absolutely will. No problem. Let's see if I can find it there.
Yeah. It's PiCap.org real quick. Just show everybody.
Jason, are they linked over to our page from the national organization page?
Yes.
Good.
So here you can see alumni events, and if you go down, right here we are, Alpha Road Chapter Alumni Weekend.
If you just go to the homepage, go back to the homepage when you're done. Just that's fine. Stay here.
Stay here.
Don't go anywhere. So that's from, that's on the first page of the PiCap.org. If somebody happens to go there, that's the point. We can see it. Just go back out.
Yeah. So here,
scroll down. Right there. Upcoming events. It's right there, and somebody could go, oh my God, what's going on? And it's right there. So.
And the other thing, you can go to a lot of chapters, and if you find us, our website's linked there too. So yeah. We're there. We're, accessible. They said they want everybody involved. Of course, they want, alumni. That it's as much as important to them as it is us. And then back to the social media. Again, the Throwback Thursdays. Just try your best, guys, to share this stuff. I mean, I get it. You don't want to share every, you don't want to overload your timeline. But the way the social media works, the way the system, software, algorithm, rhythms are run, the more things are shared, the more it'll pre-populate, the more it'll come up when someone's scrolling. One thing I'm going to do here, probably in another week, is you can what's called promote a post on Facebook. Basically, you pay $5, $10, $15, and it'll force it onto people's newsfeed as a sponsored link, if you guys have ever seen those. Two people that, in their profile, they show that they went to WVU, if they like PiCap's website, if they, very sophisticated, but it'll get out there maybe to somebody that's not following us, not catching us, but we might, they might have posted about PiCap, Journey of Hope, and went to WVU, then we'll show up and they're like, wow, I didn't realize they were there. So that's going to be a minor investment. We're going to talk about that, I think, when we get to the PATS report. But, throwing a little money here and there. Another thing I'm going to start doing is we're going to try to get some promotional items, beer koozies and some keychains. And what I'm going to do is, a lot of what works, share this post, get under to win a keychain to try to drive people to actually become active involved with it. Same thing with Throwback Thursday. Tag whoever this was, and you'll get a beer koozie. And maybe we can tag somebody that wasn't involved that then is like, wow, and they'll get involved. I'm going to do the same thing with update forms. I'm going to do some type of referral, you know. I'm going to try to do like a podcast most wanted, find a former alumni we haven't been updated in 10 years on that was in Archon, you know, somebody that was very active but just kind of lost touch. You know, hey, we'll give you a keychain and a beer koozie if you get this guy to us and update his info. That's kind of the next step I'm working on. You know, how can we now reach out? Because we've got 100 and some guys that have updated their info that we are in the loop with. Now it's key to get those other guys that, you know, for whatever reason, didn't know we're active again, didn't, you know, whatever it may be, to get them involved. I think that's all I have for my report. Tom, anything else you think you want me to go over?
Yeah, two things real quick. One is the reiteration of what Jason spoke about and the number of shares that we're getting on social media. The guys that are running the technology for PiCapify stressed how important that was, and I put an email out about that. I I'm hitting you guys on this because of how important they told us this was. Is if you see something on Facebook or you see something on Twitter from our alumni chapter, share it. Don't just like it. Don't just click the nice heart. Share it to your page and write something. Say, really cool what our alumni chapter is doing, or can't wait to see everybody there. Go on to the thing for Twitter if you're on Twitter, and retweet what Jason's putting out there. It's huge. It's extremely important. We'll continue to remind you to do that, but it's going to drive views, and it's going to drive activity for us.
Hey, Jason, over on the Facebook page, when Tom is talking about being able to share, I don't think we have that ability on our Facebook page if somebody posts something for us to like and share it. I think we can only like and comment.
If it's from the off-road chapter, the actual public one, there's a share. If it's in the closed group, there's not. So, and that's the other thing. That's why you see I'm sharing post to the group instead of just posting to the group. The group, the whole intent with that is to keep it closed to only good standing alumni, so that, you know, if we want to share anything that might be not necessarily esoteric, but something that we don't want to get out to the public for the alumni chapter, we can put it there. Then the whole point of the PiCapify Off-Road chapter, separate group, this is public, anybody can search it, anybody can like it, you know, students, upcoming students, whomever, you know, we have some alumni that were expelled that are now liking it. They want more involved, and that's a whole other thing down the road. You know, what we might be able to do to see if we can get some of them back in. That's probably what you're coming across, Pat. If it's in the group, you know, you can't share it. But if it's this PiCapify Off-Road chapter page, you can.
Understood. Thanks.
Did everybody get that? There's two alumni pages in Facebook, and you should be following or have followed both of them. And so you see something on this one, please share it. Okay. The last thing for you, Jason, is we have got to blast homecoming. Or there's two other things. Homecoming has got to be blasted. I want to see from this week and into the next several weeks, I want to see both email messages, repeated email messages about homecoming. I want to see Facebook posts, Twitter things. I really want to get that out there so that we can start driving people to the RSVP. Also, if there's a way for you to build in the people that have already RSVP'd so that people can see who is coming to homecoming already, we found last year that was a huge way. That'd be great if you can get that added.
Yeah, I never thought about that. I'll get that added.
Okay, and then just an FYI for everybody, because of what Jason wants to do with the trinkets, we went ahead and already set the calendar for Spring Alumni Weekend in 17. It's going to be the weekend after Easter, which is the 21st and 22nd of April, and it's the weekend before the last week of school for WVU, so 21st, 22nd of April and 17, and we'll get that up on the website. Okay? Okay, great. Again, Jason, thank you. Great work. Let's move on to our Secretary and Chief Communication Officer, John. Johnny, did you fall off again? Crap. All right. It's recorded, and hopefully he'll listen in on what we need to do. We are going to start, renew a practice that we had back from the early days of the alumni chapter, which is a monthly email. We're gonna work on the way that the content's gonna be, but pretty much a reiteration of everything that's going on, driving people to the website. If we can somehow, we have a way of knowing whose birthdays are when, wish them a happy birthday. If people get married or have a kid or grandkid, it's a way for people to, you know, for us to congratulate them that way. It's just there's a lot of guys that are out there that are not on Facebook, they're not on Twitter, not on social media, but they do read email. So I want to be sure we are getting all of that out there to them, not just this sporadic messaging. So I want John to head that up and be writing those. It doesn't have to be a huge thing, a paragraph or two, along with the birthdays and birth announcements and wedding announcements. That'd be cool. Any questions on that? Okay, great. All right, let's move on. Brother Patrick, our Treasurer and Chief Financial Officer, what is going on?
I would like to announce the birth. No, I'm just
joking. Oh, good Lord.
I try. If anybody cares, the U.S. is cremating Argentina now, finally.
Okay.
And basketball. Okay, where are we? Checking balance. As of today, we have $6,900.72 in the checking account. Tom and I had, and I know that he's had a conversation with Jason about wanting to change some stuff, and not change some stuff, but as you just said, doing some different marketing. So we're looking at where we have line items where we have not spent the entire amount to start switching that, moving those line items, the extra dollars, to accounts like the one they're going to be creating for what Jason's going to work on. So one of the first ones we're going to start be from the Supreme Chapter. We budgeted $3,000 for that. We only spent $2,818.89. So we have a budget of $981.11 to move over. But, of course, we will have to have the board's approval. So as soon as I get done, I'll make a motion to do that. But that's what we're going to start looking at doing. Also, regarding the budget, Tom and I want to – so we're going to start going through it and start actually trying to keep without having to go out and purchase a software like QuickBooks or something to just do a running tally of where we are. And what Tom and I want to do is to be able to have that flexibility to move dollars from one line item to another. So in starting to do that process, kind of noticed that we really kind of just slid our budget from FY16 to FY17 and I didn't kind of look at what we had already spent and zeroed it out so that in FY17 we would have started with a clean slate. So we're going to just look at FY17 budget still as FY16 and just go from there, because I think that there's a lot of backtracking we would have to do and don't want to confuse anyone or anything from this point on. But I would like for, and I'm not, and Tom, I know that we talked about proposing this today, but I want to think about it a little bit more. I want to look at possibly changing our fiscal year from April to the calendar year. It may just make this process a little bit easier, but I just want to look at, after I get everything done, to see if it's really necessary, or if it was just a one-time, you know, hiccup where we were trying to get some stuff done and didn't really think of all the steps through when we were switching from one fiscal year to the next and getting our budget approved. So I do apologize for that small hiccup, but that's where we are on that. Any questions on that? Don't all start at once.
I think it's just a cleaner way to do the accounting. And so the two issues are going to be, you know, giving us the ability to maneuver in things that we don't anticipate at the beginning during the budget cycle, to be able to have line items being switched. So I think that's it gives us flexibility and it doesn't kind of handcuff us to have to stay as strict without going through the formal process of revisiting a budget in the middle of the year, which we never really contemplated when we wrote the Constitution. The second thing is again, I think just for ease of convenience and purpose, we can switch the budget to a fiscal year. But Patrick, just get it all written up the way that you want to see it, and let's we can do this by email. You can propose it by email, and then we'll officially vote on it at our September meeting.
Okay, do you want me to go ahead and make a motion on the line item for Jason? Go ahead and get that.
Yes.
Now.
Yeah, we can actually, I don't think we're going to need to table that. I think we can, let me do this. Hold on 1 second. Bear with me. Okay.
It's going to be roughly $100 for what we want right
say
now.
Say that again?
It's going to be roughly $300. For right now, what we're looking at.
I would just let's just give it all to you right now because I think this is something that you're probably going to expand on throughout the rest of the year, and I'd rather you just have all this money right now.
Yeah, I think just to be clean, we have social media / electronic. We didn't contemplate, you know, this. So yeah, I think what we should do is vote to. Go ahead and make a motion for adding that line item.
I would like to make a motion that we move $981 out of and 11 cents out of the Supreme Chapter line item into the social media line item budget. Second it?
Can I make an amendment to your motion?
So you can make a motion if you'd like.
No. I want you to keep the motion. I want you to clarify it, though. Right now in the budget, there is a line item for social media and electronic. I think what we'd like to do is add a second line item where we would move that $900 to be very, you know, specific for the marketing that Jason would like to do. So there'll be the $1,500 for web design, web fees, development, and social media presence, and the $981, I think, is what you said, for a separate line item under his section in the budget.
Well, let me push back on that.
The only issue there. Go ahead.
I would just leave it in social media, and we can actually add an additional title to that and just leave it, because I'm afraid that if we start moving money around like this in the future, we'll be creating a lot of additional line items, which kind of will make it confusing, and I'd rather not do that.
Okay, that's fine with me. As long as we clarify under the notes section, let's expand it to where it reads for web fees, design, development, SM presence, and marketing.
Okay.
Yeah, and I'll just add there that some of this is going to kind of go over. Promoting through Twitter and Facebook is marketing. It is social media. So to Pat's point, we can add / marketing, but if we keep it all in one pool, I think it'll make things easier.
That's fine with me. Why don't we repropose it and make a new motion.
I'd like to make a motion to amend the line item social media to include marketing and to move from the Supreme Chapter line item $981.11 into the social marketing media, a social media, God bless it, marketing.
I second that.
Is that who seconded it?
Jason.
Okay. All right, great. All those in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Are there any opposition? Okay, so moved, and that motion has passed unanimously. Okay, great. Okay.
And then anyone that had submitted expense reports up and through last week, they have all been processed and will be in the mail tomorrow.
Great. Okay. Thank you very much. And we're any other
now?
I'm sorry.
You want to talk homecoming budget now or later?
Let's wait until. No, go ahead and okay. Bring that up because Matt's not on. Go ahead.
Okay, I just lost my calculator. Oh, here it is. I think I kind of looked through the stuff roughly what we did last year, and there was a lot of stuff that we just kind of, I donated or just had my got from my family, so it was kind of hard to come up with a complete figure. I think that what we charged last time was $20 if you paid before the event, and I believe it was $25 at or $30 on site. So I think that if we took it up a little bit, and I noticed on the website right now it's at, what was it, $30 or, Jason, what did you have it listed as?
I think it's $45, and quite honestly, I didn't change the amounts from last year, but maybe that was the spring weekend. Those prices
I
are
think
from.
That was spring weekend.
Okay. Yeah, so $45 pay now, $50 pay later. Nobody's paid now yet, so we're good to change it. But we need to get this.
I think actually keeping it at that would be fine.
Okay.
Because if we do, I know, Tom, that you have some stuff scheduled for Friday. If we're going to pay for anything on Friday, then we'll have that buffer. But that gives us, $50 or $45 per person. That can give us a very nice spread. And I've requested two parking passes so that we'll have it set up just like the same way we did last year, so we'll have enough space. And then if we need to do anything with tickets or anything, if someone comes in from national office, we can at least have that extra some kind of money in the bank to pay for those. But I would say let's leave it at that. And I think if we did 125 attending,
that's ambitious, but okay.
Suggest one thing, possibly having a smaller fee for a guest. I don't know if that's viable or.
Yeah, what did we do last year? We did 10 for guest or 20 for guest?
Let's just leave it at 20.
Okay.
All right, I'll do that. Then 25 per 20 per guest.
Yeah, I think 20 per guest is fine.
Okay.
Because honestly, they're going to spend once they get in the stadium and they start buying beers there. They're going to spend that rather quickly. So.
Oh yeah, no, I agree. I think that's fair. I just think 45 per's. But I think 20 for a guest is fair because generally, the guests are going to be probably spouses or somebody coming. And I know mine's not going to stay the whole time. She'll go bounce around to other tailgates.
Okay.
Okay. And for just for the purposes of the we need a location. We can either put that up later, but it's going to be in the blue lot, press box side, and near the lot C sign. So if that helps.
Yeah.
Email me those.
I'll email that to you.
Thank you.
Okay, anything else there?
That's all I have there.
All right. Perfect. All right. Let's move on now to our illustrious, and he's a very good-looking man at that, I will tell you. It's our Vice President and Chief Operating Officer, Barney Denson. Barney?
Thanks for that intro.
You're welcome.
It's on tape, Barney.
What's that?
I said, and it's on tape.
Yes. Well, we won't talk about what I paid Tom to say that.
Nothing. That was settled a long time ago, pal.
Well, I don't have anything to report other than we need to get to this. I apologize, Tom. My last month has been really difficult, and I have not been able to think anything about what we're trying to do. So hopefully we'll be able to pick it up here pretty soon, and we can talk about that.
Yeah, no, it's fine. And, again, I think along the same lines as the History Project, I'm not as concerned about getting this completed. We need to get it done prior to the end of the semester, just because I think we're going to have our and I'll talk about this in my report. We're going to have the chapter advisor in place by then. I'd like to be able to give him the document and make sure that if nothing else, he can read this and have a very good understanding of where we came from and what we expect and what the recommendations will be. But we do have a really good format to go on. I've got the document sitting on my desk, and just so that everybody knows, the way the committee decided to move the recommendations phase along is that each one of us, we're going to take the seven recommendations and the seven findings and just start writing. So FOOF has done some work on this already. I've done some work on this. The collaboration between the two of us, and when Barney is able to start moving this thing, it's going to be really good. It's going to be solid. The format that FOOF used is going to be perfect. It's going to dovetail really nicely into the report, and then we'll have some substance behind it. So I'm not as stressed out as before in terms of getting this thing done and completed, but we've got a lot to go on. As long as we get this thing done by the time that the chapter advisor is put into place and before he goes to training at the mid-year leadership conference this year, I'll be happy. So take a breather, and don't, you know, when we get back to this, we'll really crush it out of the park. So no worries.
Sounds good.
Hopefully your load will lighten soon and can join us for homecoming weekend. That would be wonderful to have you.
Definitely.
Okay. Any questions, guys, on that, the strategic planning committee? Just a word of note, too. We've got several comments about the work that we did on the strategic planning committee. I had a probably 5-hour discussion with Dr. Lori Hart, who it's just announced that she's moving into a different position within the fraternity, but she was the director of risk management, about what we had done. And her comment to me was it was the most comprehensive look back that any chapter has ever done on kind of an autopsy of what happened. She said it just blew her away that we actually spent that much time doing it, because we could have not done that, but she was really impressed. So that work is being noticed, and when we finish this, we'll have a really, really sweet thing to go on that it'll be preserved for posterity. So, okay. Brother Laffa is not with us. I want to get this homecoming word spread. We did a great job last year of attracting people. A lot of them signed up late and paid us at the door, which I don't care, right? As long as we get them there. But we've got to get the word out. One of the things that I'm going to ask Matt to do is push this as hard as he can with the younger guys. I thought it was really cool that we had a bunch of, you know, recent graduates that weren't in that group that showed up and really enjoyed mixing with, you know, guys like Bob and Patrick and older people. We had a bunch of guys show up, you know, from my era, from the early 80s. It was fabulous. So I want to have that big mix, but I want to have a lot of people turn out. So we just really need to get it going. All right, I want to move into my report, and I'm going to try to move this along quickly, knowing that we're just at an hour right now and being very sensitive to time. Just wanted to give you a quick update on the chapter advisor search committee that's formed. Roy Baker has volunteered to chair this for us, and the rationale behind that for us is a couple of reasons. One, he's got a lot of experience, obviously, in Greek life and understanding what we're looking for as far as a chapter advisor is. It's going to be local. I'd like for the person to be attached to the university in some sort of a fashion. A tenured faculty member would be wonderful. Somebody in an advisory position, somebody, whatever. But I would love for them, my first preference is attached in the university and somebody that's going to be there in that role for a long period of time. The second reason is I want Roy to have a buy-in, and I want him to have a stake in this. And I want him to be able to have a big say-so and a chapter advisor that he can work with to help him promote what he's trying to do with Greek life at WVU. So I think this gives us that obviously the ability to do that. But the third reason is because I think if Roy has got a voice in this and he's got a big stake in who is named as our new chapter advisor, I think we're already ahead of the game when we go back to apply back to the university to say we're ready to come back on. Roy could say, hey, they used me. This is the chapter advisor. We know him. This is perfect. It's going to help us when we're back out there ready to recharter. The rest of the committee is going to be it's going to be Jordan Feathers and Brant Bush. They're going to sit and make up the three-man committee. I'm going to sit in on the committee meetings. I've invited Turner and Dyson in advisory capacity to sit in and have some say-so on it. But the recommendation to the board as for all of us to consider will only be voted on by Roy, Jordan, and Brant. I want those three guys to make the recommendation. Okay. So we've got a list of every alumni in a 50-mile radius of Morgantown, and we were pairing that back to see if there were other chapters that were represented in and around Morgantown that happened to be a faculty member. We actually had somebody that was from one of our southern chapters that was a professor of history and just found out that he left the university this past year. So he is out of the running, but there are a couple other people that look like they could be of interest. One other thing, too, just so that nobody is shocked, there are female chapter advisors within Pi Kappa Phi system, and I told Roy that we don't have to have a male brother to be our chapter advisor. We could have a very effective female serve in that role, as long as there's a strong recruitment advisor. I'm sorry, a certified ritualist. As long as they can be there to handle the formal meetings and obviously any advice on ritual. That's what we'll be doing. Any questions on that? Okay, just a quick Supreme Chapter recap. I emailed this, but I want you to hear my voice. It was amazing. It was an incredible experience that if you haven't been to Supreme Chapter, it's something you've got to do. It's just if you're a Pi Cap and you're a Pi Cap alum and you're engaged at all, you should in your mind want to be at a Supreme Chapter in the future. It was that cool. It was an experience just to see the session come in. Yet the first thing they do is you have to be challenged and give them the grip and alternately and be challenged. And that was something that I hadn't been challenged since 1993. So I had to have Jason coach me a little bit and before we went in, but I made it through. And then again, just the way that they conduct the ceremony is amazing. So really, really cool. I do encourage you guys to really consider that in the future. But second to that, we were really it was, and Jason, if I'm exaggerating, correct me, but the flattering remarks that we heard the entire time about the work that we have done this past year, I felt like a rock star walking around a lot of these meetings. It was the congratulations, the handshakes, the I got to hear what you're doing. You guys are awesome. It was nonstop the entire time, and it was just it was a big ego boost. But you know, I take that as a Jason and I were the ones that received those those compliments, and it was directed, I think, at Jason and I, but we certainly took that on behalf of all of us because we all shared in that. And so I want to make sure that you guys understand that we together and what we did were recognized. And certainly that room of close to 200 alumni for that breakfast where we were awarded the Alumni Chapter of the Year, that was amazing. And just serendipity placed Derwood Owen, who comes walking in after Jason and I had sat down and gotten a table, hey, let me sit with the Alpha Row guys. And Derwood Owen happens to sit with us. And I think it was amazing. I think Jason, he was as surprised as we were when our name was called and announced. He's like, oh my God, we're at a table with celebrities. It's just amazing. And he was so gracious to us, and you know what he means to the fraternity, and as the unofficial fourth founder of Pi Kappa Phi, to have him be there for us when we received that was extra special. It put the incredible cherry on top of that wonderful Sunday for us. So that was fabulous. But really proud. I'm proud as hell at that work that we did that past year to get us the recognition. We've got an amazing name from everyone down, from the National Council, Mark and Christian, Denise and Laura and the alumni side, and then every leadership consultant knows who Alpha Row is and what our story and what we're trying to do. So fabulous, great morale boost for all of us. So we got to build on that, guys, because I really do think we can and should win that if we execute on what we're trying to do each and every year. So not to set us up for anything crazy, but I'd like to win that again next year and as long many years as we can. Okay, any questions or comments about Supreme Chapter, Jason? Anything you think that I missed?
No, that was, like I said, I mean, the other thing I'll add is, you know, I think we've discussed this during it. It's as much a networking thing as anything. You know, we're getting more exposure now, social media. I've been working with Laura for a year, and it was just nice to meet her. same with Denise, things like that. But no, it was great. And, you know, and we tried to reiterate every time, you know, our board's been great. You know, we accepted everything on behalf, but it was awesome walking around, getting recognized, you know, hey, this is what you guys are doing. And in the breakout sessions, people asking us, hey, how have you done this? It was great. You know, we just told them, hey, we're stealing from everybody else and we'll give you what we stole. No problem.
Yeah. And yeah, that was one thing that I failed to mention. We strategically placed ourselves at the bar, and you guys can look at our expense report and see that we did spend a few bucks on cocktails. But we spoke with everybody. We had, like I told you, I had that 4 hour over cocktails with Lori. You know, I had drinks with Christian. I had a drink with Mark Timmies. I had a lot of drinks with a past national president, Steve DePalma. I had Jason and I were at that bar talking to people that will have an influence over our rechartering. So that was really important. And I'm telling you guys, that money was well spent for us to be there. We didn't have, looking back on it, had we not had a representative there, it would have been terrible. If we don't have a representative there in 2018, it will be terrible. This is something we've got to commit to and be at every single year and just have guys there. And so hopefully next 2018 we can put, you know, two or three guys, or, you know, but let's make sure that we're committed to that and everybody understands that was important, money well spent, and why we've got to continue to raise so that we can make sure we always have a presence there. Okay. All right. Let's move forward, because the next thing on the agenda is something that I've thought about for a while, and I am memorializing it in something I'm calling the Call 5 campaign. And so in our outreach program, the communication strategy has been multifaceted. It has been print, although sparsely because it's very expensive. It's been social media. It's been emails. And we've talked about it, and we've done a a little bit of nibbling around the edges, but we've got to have face-to-face, which is the events, but we've got to be on the phone with people. And what I'd like to do is I'd like to institute something that everyone on the board is going to get five guys to call a month. It may be that you're talking to some of the same five every month, but my idea is to pick five guys within your era and, you know, within 3 or 4 years of when, before you got there, 3 or 4 years after you graduated, and everybody in that time period, and pick these guys and call them just 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock at night. Pick up the phone and call them. If they're not there, leave them a message. And several things that I want to accomplish. First, I just want to touch base. I want to find out and catch up with them. How are they doing? What's going on in their lives? You know, tell me about things that you've been doing since I last spoke with you. The second thing is find out whether or not they've updated their contact information on the website. If they haven't, you got to instruct them as to how to do that. It's simple. Go to our website and click on update info and just take 5 minutes and make sure that they're doing that. And then follow up with them to see if they've done it. The third thing is to invite them to our next event, whatever it is, homecoming, spring alumni weekend, or one of our regional events that are going to be taking place. And get them to see if they, you know, will commit and coming. The fourth thing is giving them a quick rundown on what our plans are to bring back the student chapter. And that is something that I think is really important. What are we doing and why are we doing it? We're an alumni chapter right now to help everyone connect, stay in touch, do things with the fraternity, but our purpose right now is to get our student chapter back. Here's what we're doing to do that. And then the fourth thing, or the fifth thing is that, hey, you know, I need some help. I need guys to step up to the plate and contribute. And if you can't contribute at the level of a $200 or a $1,500 person, can you please go out to the website and give whatever you can? What can you do on a monthly basis? Can I get you to give us $5 a month? Can you do that? Can you commit to $5 a month or $10 a month, whatever you can or you're comfortable with? But we have to have that conversation. And my thought is that if everyone does this and we reach out to 30 or 40 guys, rotate that and go through a few months of doing this, I think what we'll find is that we might get guys that get engaged, that might show up to an event, and that they might actually give us money. But what we've got to do, and why that this I think this is important, is we had success with our emails and our social media and getting guys to come to events and to give us money. But we need to build more towards the future. We have to get our guys more engaged. And so in the future, when we get the student chapter back, it's not only going to be about all this and getting them to participate socially, it's we're going to give them opportunities to do things that we have found through what we learned at Supreme Chapter, what alumni are really looking for. Most alumni want to help out the undergraduate students, and we want to give them meaningful ways in which they can do that. But we have to lay the groundwork to get to that point. So for those of you that are absolutely call phobics, and believe me, I spend my life on a phone talking to people. It's the last thing I want to do when I leave here is to talk to people that I don't really have to talk to because it's not my job. We've got to commit to doing this. We just have to do it. So let's just talk about that now, and we'll start getting down to the point of hey, Jason, you there?
Yeah, I got back on. Something must have. Yeah.
All right. I didn't know if it was just Jason or everybody. We're just going to have to get over that a little bit and talk to a friend. I think that's what the purpose of this is. Find a guy that you're comfortable talking with. You might not have picked up the phone and said hello to for a long time. And touch base. that I want to make this simple. I don't want to make this a cold call. I want you to pick five guys that you like, five guys that you think, hey, you know, I had a great time when they were undergraduates. I want to see what's going on with them and just have them talk to them and reach out to them. Okay? Any questions about that? I really want to get this thing started this month with the, you know, 15-odd days that are left in the month, and try to get guys excited about homecoming. You'll hear more about this from me. I'm going to follow up with each of you individually. And if you can't think of five, I'll help you. And we'll get that done. Questions or comments on that? I assume everybody loves the idea and is going to be enthusiastically calling five of their brothers this month. Yay. Love it. Okay. I'll move forward then. The contribution campaign phase two. Dovetailing into from that last thing and what I talked about during our VP fundraising section. We've got to get more guys to give. We had 30 or so give last year. We've got to expand that to 100 at least for this next 12 months. And it goes to kind of the what I talked about. We have to be unapologetically asking for people to help us. We have to. If we're going to continue, if we're going to do the things that we want to do, and we're going to have a fraternity and a chapter that's there for them and for us in 10, 15, 20, 30 years, we've got to do this. We've got to get guys to help. We talked about it in April. We were all of one mind and one. We were in agreement at that thing. And you know, Craig gave a very impassioned talk about why and the things that we need to do. We just have to start executing on this now. So we have to be fearless but nice in the way that we ask. And so, again, if a guy tells us, look, I don't have $200 right now. I don't have $1,500 right now. Well, what's not going to hurt on a monthly basis? We'll take it. If it's $5 a month, we'll take it. But let's get them there. And everyone should know, every single person should be very familiar with how that gets done. If you don't know, go to the website, look at the contributions tab, and make sure that you're familiar with each one of the steps so you could literally coach somebody on what to do and make sure you're very confident about getting them out there. But we've talked about it and talked about it and talked about it. We've got to push now. And we're justified in doing it, right? I don't think there's anyone that's on this call that doesn't think what we're doing is right, how we're doing it is right, and that we're not using this for the right thing. So we've got this 2016 Alumni Chapter of the Year Award. We can do this, and I want us all to be confident out there and get the money to come in. So, and Jason will give you a really cool koozie and a keychain if you get a Black Diamond person to sign up.
I'll give you two koozies.
That's awesome, dude. All right, so last thing. Anybody got any questions on that? And I want to just touch on the 40th rechartering. Okay, good. Last thing is, after homecoming, we are going to form that, like I talked about last month, the 40th recharting anniversary celebration committee. So I need suggestions on who could chair this committee. If you remember, Patrick is going to be there as a consultant, but he's not going to be the one chairing this. He's done it for the last three cycles, and it's time for him not to have to worry about this. So I need suggestions on who could do this. If you have conversation with somebody who you think would be good and would say, yeah, you know, I could really run this, let me know. Okay? All right. Do we have any old business that's out there to consider? I don't think we do. Is there any new business that we did not discuss in any of the reports? Okay. All right. For we've got a few minutes left. The floor is open to anybody to discuss any topics that they'd like. Pass the gavel. Go ahead. Anybody want to chime in?
Well, I haven't called five people, but I just sent out an invitation to 28 people to come to homecoming.
Oh, thank you. Thank
you
very much. All right. Anybody? Anybody else? I want to reiterate some of the things that I talked about in the emails that I sent to you right after Supreme Chapter. I know that I get a lot of the accolades that come my way that are directed to me, and I am very appreciative of those things. But without a doubt, I want to make sure that everybody understands this. This is something that all of us share in. The success that we've had in the past year is because of you guys. If it were just me, we wouldn't be here. We wouldn't be doing this, and there's no way that we would have won that award. So I just want to again thank each of you individually. I was telling Bob and 67 that down there I heard something that just made me crack up. The guys from DC were telling me about one of the guys in DC is from Beta Alpha, and he's in his 30s, and Jim Kucher is a old time. He's one of the founding brothers at Beta Alpha. Refounding brothers of Beta Alpha, very big in the fraternity for many years. They've done great work. And Jim Kucher, he says, I was voluntold by Jim Kucher what to do. And I'd never heard that term before, but I immediately cracked up when I heard it, because that's exactly what I do to each one of you. And I just found it funny. And I know that I do that. I know that I am very well aware of how sometimes I can just, guys, I drop stuff into your lap, and you've all been very gracious to accept a lot of what I've asked from you. And we've got a lot of we've got a lot of things to celebrate right now. And we've got a long road ahead of us, though, and I don't want to lose sight of that. We did an incredible thing this past year. We put a foundation in place for our alumni chapter, and truthfully for our student chapter, which is, equally as important to me. And that I'm really proud of. But we've got that foundation. We've got to build on that foundation. And we can't lose the hunger. We can't lose the desire to really want to build this thing to a really incredible experience for future generations of guys that come through. And I'm motivated now equally as I was from a year ago, because I know that younger group, that 20-something guys and that 30-something guys, they're going to get it. They're going to get the understanding and the meaning of what the fraternity was supposed to be back when they were undergraduates but didn't get to experience. They're going to get that through what we're doing, and they're going to come around, and they're going to participate, and they're going to be very thankful that we persevered through this. So I hope that you can use some of that as motivation for what we're going to do in this next year. And again, thank you for everything that you've done for us. It's meaningful. It's impactful. And we will make a difference in people's lives because of the stuff that we're doing now. So I'll stop with that and just say I'm damn proud to be a PICAP always, but I am so damn proud to be a member of this chapter and this alumni chapter. So thanks, guys.
We might need to give you a new title, Tom.
I don't know.
Tom Begley, control freak in the bond.
Yeah, I'll gladly accept that. It's unfortunately it's just in my DNA.
Perhaps
but, you know, Tom, we've needed to have somebody in that control freak position to make all this get started and start again and start a third time. And for those of us back in 1930, we appreciate it.
That's good. Is there anyone else that's got stuff before we get this thing adjourned?
Nope. Thanks, Tom.
Okay. Yep, you're welcome. All right, next call, Wednesday, September 21st, 6 o'clock Eastern Time. Can I have a motion to adjourn this meeting?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Second from Jason Hyatt. Okay, guys, thanks very much. Look for the couple of emails, and thanks again. We'll talk soon.
Thanks.
Bye-bye. Thanks, everybody.
All right, bye-bye.